Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we're here with Dr. Sean Weiss, and we're talking about communication with those who are cognitively impaired. And certainly, if you're a family caregiver out there, you've had some challenges in communication. And Sean, I love this topic, and I hope you'll indulge me. I have a great story to tell you. I remember my mother, no matter how bad her dementia got, she would push my buttons. She would push my buttons. And I'm telling you, there were times when I was about ready to lose it, and I learned something. I learned that we need to have a use for our friends. And I always say use. How many of us have friends out there that say, I wish there's something I could do, Suzanne. I'm sorry you're going through this with your mom. And I'll say, and I learned, you know what? I need you to help me laugh. I need you to bring laughter. And so I would leave her apartment. I would walk around the block. I would call one of those girlfriends and I'd say, yes. You never guess what mom just did. And we would talk about things, we would laugh, and I was fine when I came back. And, you know, I cannot thank those friends enough because they kept me sane. And I think one of the things that we do is we forget that there are people around us that can support us as family caregivers. And that in those frustrating situations, take a walk was right. A big, big thing for me.
Yeah. One of the topics I do in services on frequently is caregiver burnout. And when you are the person that is primarily in charge, and sometimes mm-hmm. it might just be you. I've come across that, you know, hundreds of times in the last 25 yep. years where the daughter is it, you know, brother doesn't live nearby. Mom moved in with the daughter and she's had to like either stop working or have somebody come in and help while she just goes to the grocery store. Yep. Caregiver burnout is real. Caregiver burnout, especially since COVID, is a very real thing. And you'll find, you know, if you are getting burned out, those symptoms of burnout, you know, depression, not sleeping, easily frustrated, that's when you need to take a step back and really work on your self-care. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot properly take care of somebody else if you're not taking care of yourself. You want to give them your best, right? Because there's going to be a day when they're not there. And, you know, it is because it's such an overwhelming job. It's one of the most honorable, rewarding things you'll ever do, taking mm-hmm. care of a loved one as they progress through any type of dementia. But it is mm-hmm. frustrating. Yeah. Give yourself some grace with that. Mm-hmm. It will try your patience. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn a lot about yourself.
You know,
you're going
I was just speaking to someone yesterday who her husband, and I think it's even harder on spouses. Her husband has frontal temporal dementia. And he's had it for like 6 years. And she says, you know, I have cameras in every room. I work full time. I'm constantly checking on him. And she goes, it's hard. And I said, you have to take care of yourself. You have to do these things. And she goes, you know, the hardest things is all the things that we dreamed and planned for are gone. And I think of, you know, the sadness, the despair, but also, you know, the frustration. He's not the same person she married. He's not the same, you know, and that scenario is so difficult to hear. And my heart just, it's just overwhelming, goes, you got to take care of yourself. You don't have any time for yourself. And I think some of the things we don't talk enough about the spouse of someone that has cognitive impairment. I think that is overwhelming.
I mean, most of the time, especially as the disease progresses, it's mm-hmm. always much, much harder on the family yeah. than it is the actual person.
Exactly.
Simply because you're watching it and it's incredibly overwhelming and it's sad. And like I said, the burnout is real, and that burnout will cause you to be more easily agitated and more frustrated with your loved ones. And you need to recognize right. that. If you recognize that your temper is, you're having a short fuse more and more, then it's time for you to step back and maybe see your care provider, right? You
True.
need to find ways to de-stress. Again, seeing friends, having somebody to vent to, is incredibly important, especially if you're if you're a
Yeah.
spouse. But a son or daughter who, again, who's a primary caregiver, find that outlet for yourself, but also take care of your physical health, not just your emotional health. You need to stay hydrated. You need to have proper nutrition. You need to exercise. All those things that you just feel too darn tired to do because you've spent all day taking care of somebody, that will catch up with you.
It
And you'll
will.
find is when you take that time for yourself, that you will be better and you will find those incidences of short fuses are less and less
Yeah.
when you don't feel guilty about taking the time
Well,
for
and I
yourself.
think speaking of not feeling guilty, don't feel guilty to hire home care to come in and give yourself a break. I think a lot of times people, they won't make that step because they're still in denial about how much overwhelmed they're in. And the other thing about the whole situation, I think that a lot of times, it's like when I talked to this person yesterday, I said, first, I'm going to give you some unsolicited advice. You need to have a home care agency lined up. I don't care if you don't call them today, but there may come a day that you're sick, that you may need help. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're going to be interviewing people to see if they're going to be a fit when you're in a desperate situation. Find them now. Get
You
your
don't, yep.
information, put your information on file so that all you have to do, you find out how much it's going to be. There isn't this, misnomer out there of, I don't even know where to start. And so you go down that rabbit hole. It's so much better to know that you have a resource. You may not call it for a while, but you still know who it is. You know what the scenario is going to be. And she goes, I will do that. So it was an interesting conversation, but I think it's one we don't have enough with people that are
Yeah, you're
caring for
exactly
us.
right. I mean, we advocate, like I said, for our patients. One of the biggest things we do is preparation, is education first, right? Just educating because knowledge is power. And the more you are prepared for what is coming, because again, it is progressive. We're going to do our best to preserve function. We're going to do our best to prevent falls. We're going to do our best to keep them as strong and mentally active as well, whether that's through exercise, nutrition,
Sure.
all of those things. But when it comes down to it, you have to like make sure that you're taking care of yourself, and you need to make sure that you are finding people that can help.
Yeah.
When you prepare for something, you don't know how quickly that's going to come. You
No.
don't know how quickly. So what we help with, and like I said, there's skilled home health and there's non-medical home health. Non-medical home health typically is one of the first things that are utilized, but honestly, the skilled home health through their insurance can come in terms of help with strengthening, help with
Exactly.
balance, help with falls. But the non-medical, knowing who is in your town, knowing what their charges are, it can be, hey, I just want to get out of the house each day, whether it's to go to the grocery, whether it's just to go get my hair done, anything
True.
like that. Something like that is so valuable that you will not even believe how that works for your emotional health,
Yeah,
for your
yeah.
well-being. And you come back refreshed and you come back ready and
Yeah.
you cannot feel guilty about it. It's okay. You have plenty of trusted people around you that you can utilize. And you're exactly
Right.
right. Prepare for it because as the dementia progresses, again, you want to start thinking about safety. You want to start preparing the home. You want to know that, okay, right now they can be left alone for a few hours, but that's not going to happen. Fast forward a few months down the road, you don't want mom or dad getting out. Are you taking the keys? Those types of conversations. And healthcare providers
Exactly.
are great with giving you direction in how to handle that and prepare for what's coming down the road because you don't want to wait till it's too late. You don't want to wait for something bad to happen,
Yeah.
to be forced to quickly make an adjustment, and maybe not find the right people.
Yeah. And you know, when you and that's the piece that I think some of us miss. There we're in that situation where we're caring for someone in the home, especially a spouse. Oh my goodness. How many people do I talk to every day that their loved one, their spouse has Alzheimer's, and they start wake up some days and they don't even know them, and they're dealing, they think they're with a stranger, and all the different scenarios that happen. And you know, how do we, as you know, as professionals, say it's out of your hands? You've got to get professional intervention, and whatever that means, what is right. Maybe it is time to bring someone into the home and be a home caregiver. Maybe they're to the point where they're going to need a higher level of care. But the point of the matter being is that remember, there are resources. And that's the thing I think that sometimes people forget about. They think that it's all on them and it's all on their shoulders.
Yeah, and not forget about the fact that, like I said, I strongly encourage, if you are taking care of a loved one, to utilize skilled home health services. Your physician can write an order for that.
Yes.
Especially occupational
therapy. Medicare pays for it.
Yes. You know, we utilize our occupational therapist to go in with somebody. Every single person has any type of cognitive impairment. They get a cognitive leveling assessment done. And that way we can know what their baseline is. We know what level they're on. But with that, the most important thing is, you know, we're not going to communicate that to the patient, but we are going to communicate that to all the caregivers that are helping you with that patient.
Yes.
And it will give you a guideline. It will give you protocols on, hey, here's some activity suggestions for this level of cognitive impairment. Here's ways to communicate better. Here are things they can learn and cannot learn. So having those templates where a skilled professional can come in and give you that. And then it also gives you a nice baseline to reassess down the road when things may start going down a hill and you want to see what the changes are.
Yeah. And Sean, I think one, I'm just going to bring up the other side of it. A professional can help you understand, as a caregiver that doesn't understand, really what the objective is for care. I mean, one of the things that was really, I was never communicated. My mom was in a level of palliative care, which meant she's not going to get better. But I kept thinking, why is she on all these pills? Why are they doing it? If somebody would have sat me down and said, that is not the goal of her care. You know, her goal is, her category of care is called palliative care. We do not see that she's going to get better. Her goal is to be comfortable. And eventually that will move into hospice. The point has, had somebody educated me on that one piece, and that was because I didn't reach out to people like you, I would have had so many less sleepless nights, because I would wake up and say, oh my God, my mom's on all these pills. Oh, it's just terrible. I don't know how to get her off. I don't know what to do. And it was like, Dan, leave it alone.
Well, let me tell you,
because
you know,
I didn't
one of the
know.
Main Yeah, one of the main, and this is a valuable piece of information, is, you know, one of the main diagnoses that we see for under skilled home health that is covered under Medicare is any of the types of dementias, right? Whether
Yes.
it's with behavioral symptoms or not, that is justifiable for a skillable visit, that for skillable therapies. One, because you know, there's a big, huge controversy right now, and Medicare is having to backpedal because the Medicare Advantage plans are really not doing a very good job of approving medical necessity for home health care. And it's just this past week, they came out with saying, hey, we're going to do a better job, especially with nursing. But something to remember is that maintenance cannot, you know, maintenance therapy is approved and billable for home health. You do not have to make progress.
True.
You know, that came back in 2013 with a Jimmo versus Sibilis ruling at the court level, the national level, to where you do not have to show progress in order to be eligible for skilled home health services.
That's amazing.
If you are preserving function, if you are preserving their ability to get up and out of their chair safely, to do their self-care, if you're preventing falls, if what you are doing as a home health agency therapist is coming in and keeping them strong, working on their balance, and they haven't fallen, they haven't had to go to the hospital, they haven't had to have an unnecessary ER trip or unplanned doctor's visit because of those things, that is goes under the maintenance therapy rule for Medicare. And it can get paid for, and they should not be denying that. And any insurance that's denying that, they need to be reminded that they have to follow Medicare guidelines.
Absolutely.
On the maintenance rule. So
yes.
Medicare is going to always rather keep somebody safe in their home than wait for something bad to happen, wait for them
Absolutely.
to break a hip and then go to the hospital, have surgery, go to the nursing home. They would much rather have an agency come in and keep tabs on their health
Correct.
to
And
do
help
wellness and
them with, yeah,
prevention. Imagine that,
exactly.
wellness and
What
prevention,
imagine.
right?
So you have a free
So,
guide. Tell us about your free guide and how
I
can we get it?
do. On my website, seniorhealthandwellness.org, you will see a link that says free guide. You'll also see right beside it, it'll say seminar. And I do teach the Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Care Seminar, which can just be for caregivers. You don't have to be a healthcare professional, although if you are, you can get nursing and therapy CEUs. There is the link right beside the free guide if you want to check out that and spend a day with
Awesome.
me on a Zoom course. I would be glad to have you.
Well, that would be awesome. And Dr. Sean Wise, as usual, we love having you on Answers for Elders. And thank you again.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision-making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.